From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection this hour is made with some questions. Can I recycle wrapping paper? What about my Christmas tree? How about those greasy pizza boxes from Christmas Eve? According to the Environmental Protection Agency, each year, household waste increases by about 25% during the period between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. We're in it. Whether it's holiday decorations, wrapping and packaging materials, or even food, the waste will add up. According to Monroe County, on an average day, residents produce about 5 pounds of trash per person, but that increases to 6 pounds per person during the holiday season. So what can we do to try to reduce our waste? And what exactly can be recycled? We love to talk to the experts here. Regular listeners know Mike Garland and Tina Stevens from Monroe County's Department of Environmental Services. We've told them they're going to be busy this hour as we've got our long list of questions. Some listeners have already sent in. That's great. Others, you can ask, and we will try to answer everything you got this hour. So if you want to know what can be recycled and what can't, literally whether it's packaging that's going to be under the tree or wrapping paper of various kinds, newspapers, pizza boxes. Newspapers still exist, by the way. That's still a thing. There's a few. There's all kinds of things. And if you want to know, we're going to try to answer. 844-295-TALK is the number to call. 844-295-8255. 263-WXXI if you're calling from Rochester. 263-9994. You can also email the program connections@WXXI.org. We're going to get to them all. Let me welcome Mike Garland, Director of the Monroe County Department of Environmental Services. We always love seeing you here, sir. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Evan. So great to be here.
Great to have you. And Tina Stevens, Waste Diversion and Education Coordinator for the Monroe County Department of Environmental Services. Welcome back to you.
Thank you, Evan.
And we're going to try to be smarter consumers. But before we get to our holiday-related questions, I want to ask you what is new. And there's been a lot of focus. In fact, right before the program began, our guests were talking about Sharps and vapes. So we say Sharps, Mike and Tina, we mean what? What's a Sharp?
Sharps are syringes or needles. And the challenge that we're finding at our recycling center is that there's an increase in self-injectable medicines now. So we're seeing a significant increase in volume of Sharps that have entered the recycling stream where they should not be. And typically, we can handle the small volumes, but we've seen a tremendous increase in the volume of Sharps. And so we're working with the community, health care providers, and others to educate their patients how to properly dispose of needles. Again, majority of these might be coming from a resident. They could also be coming from health care providers, veterinarian clinics, and others.
Yeah, I mean, I can relate to that. I mean, I literally had to give shots to a cat for years. So those needles, sometimes people who have diabetes, those kind of needles, probably, I think Ozempic and Wegovy are now home. Yeah,
that is correct.
So we are seeing an increase. Do not just throw those in the recycling bin, unfortunately.
That's right. People can purchase a plastic container specific for needles, and they can be brought to the Eco Park, and there's other outlets in the community where they can be safely disposed of, or they can take a empty laundry detergent bottle and place a sticker on them and labeling them appropriately.
Your materials even say Sharps and syringes do not flush. Some people flush these?
Yes. Yes. That's
Don't do that.
That's right. We find them up at Frank Van Leer Water Resource Recovery Facility in the Influent. And that's a real risk to our water resource recovery operators as well as the operators at our recycling center.
Okay. So that's Sharps and syringes. Vapes are popular with some folks. And so if you've got vapes, what are you doing with the vapes, Mike?
Well, the vapes, they're a real insidious device. And unfortunately, they're very popular amongst young adults. College-age kids who might be home for the holidays, but they contain an acute hazardous waste, which is a nicotine. And there's electronics, there's lithium batteries, there's plastics, and they're not easy to manage. And a lot of folks, particularly school districts, confiscate these materials. And at the county, we developed an appropriate outlet where either residents, homeowners, or school districts and other agencies who collect these can bring them to the Eco Park, and they can be safely disposed of, both nicotine as well as THC-containing devices.
Okay. Now, yesterday, I talked to a county legislator about the Monroe County budget, the $1.5 billion budget. We didn't even get to this. There's a little bit of a food waste diversion pilot grant program in the budget. I had this vision that Mike and Tina were like in the, behind the scenes going like, you're not passing this budget without this program. I mean, it's not a ton of money, but it can make a difference. So what's right. going on here?
That's right. There's $50,000 that County Executive Adam Bellow had included in the budget. Again, it passed unanimously in the legislature last week. And that $50,000 has been identified as a matching grant for a pilot program for food waste diversion within public schools or within the two BOCE programs. So again, it's a pilot, and the intent there is that school districts who are interested in food waste diversion, perhaps it's composting on site or through a collection service, or other outlets that are appropriate for food waste diversion. And that could include donation as well, too. So we wanted to provide some seed money to offset the cost. It would be a matching grant, again, up to $5,000 to either start a program, expand a program, or to offset the cost of an existing program.
Yeah, and probably compost ends up being its own show most of the time here. Mike and Tina come on, we talk about all kinds of waste, recycling, et cetera. Food waste is a big problem, though. How good are both of you? Are you guys very good, like, composters or non-food wasters, Mike and Tina?
I like to think I'm a pretty, non-food waster.
Non-food waster.
Yeah.
Food waste is a big problem.
It's a very big problem.
Yeah. How are you, Mike?
You know, I'm good about not sending it down the garbage disposal.
Yeah. He used to everything with that.
That's right.
And I used to think of that as like a magic thing where the food would just disappear. I'm like, that's awesome.
Or I buy less. I try to buy less.
Yeah.
That's the key right there, is buying less and planning better.
So we'll see. And this will be an interesting story to cover for us, in the year to come, but in the years to come, with what what schools are doing. So that's an interesting program. We'll follow that. By the way, here's a website that I was not aware of. Savethefood.com/guesstimator.
Yes.
Learn how to plan so you don't waste, they say.
That's correct.
Okay.
Put in the number of people you're having, it'll tell you, and what you're having, it'll tell you exactly what to buy.
Okay. Savethefood.com/guesstimator. We'll put that in our show notes later today so people can access that. How many eaters? Are they small, average, or big eaters? How many leftover meals you want,
right.
You know, how to really aim this up. I cannot for the life of me, I'm 45 years old, I make pasta all the time. I've never once put the right amount of pasta in a pot of boiling water. I'm always like, this looks right. And it turns out it's like for 19 people. I mean, like I'm cooking for two. I'm so bad at this. So that will help you. That's good.
Well, your pasta is definitely helping produce energy if you are sending it in the trash. If you don't have a composting service or not composting at home, just rest assured that if it is going in the trash, it's most likely going to one of the two landfills in our community. And that enhances methane production. That methane's captured and electricity is produced.
All right, we're going to try to work in your feedback as we go throughout the hour. I'll start with Keith and Victor. Hello, Keith. Go ahead.
Evan, how you doing?
Good, sir.
There's a Netflix movie called Buy Now, and mentions about how we are consumers off the rails. We buy more than we need, and we waste more. But we cannot recycle our way out of the global problem of garbage. We only recycle about 10%. It goes on to show how Coke comes out and pushes these plastic bottles. It's going to be better for the environment. But the ultimate recycling falls on the public, not on the companies. And it just isn't going to work because we have the assumption out of sight, out of mind. You put it in your green bin, it's gone, therefore I recycled it. It doesn't work. It just does not work.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
hang there for a second, Keith. I mean, Tina makes this point all the time. It is vital to understand recycling, but you have to understand how to reduce or reuse as well here. Go ahead, Tina.
Absolutely. And I also want to point out that you're in Victor, so you're not in Monroe County. In Monroe County, we own our own recycling plant. We own our own landfill. We currently run at about a 51% diversion rate, which means that about half, a little more than half, of all the trash is diverted in Monroe County. That's way up from about oh, I don't know, 10%, probably 10, 12 years ago.
Why are you so much better now?
A lot of emphasis on education, a lot of emphasis on the eco park and alternative ways to get rid of trash. Every county is different. And I would also caution this caller to not believe everything you see, because, again, all the counties have different systems. And we really we're held up as a gold standard in New York State, I think, because we do own all of our own systems.
But his larger point, though, that just assuming I think there's two really vital points before we send it back to Keith here, Tina, is number one, he is right. And you've probably heard it on this program if you listen enough. The big companies would love for you to think that the problem is you. That, you know, we wouldn't have this problem if you would just recycle your Coke bottles, you know. So you as the consumer should feel bad, and we will continue to package in the cheapest possible way here, even if now a lot of it can't be recycled. So Keith's not wrong, Tina, to say we can't just assume we're going to recycle our way out of this and magic.
If everybody does their part, that's a little more than we did yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we got from 10% to 51%.
You want to add to that,
yeah,
Mike?
And where things are going is really extended producer responsibility, where funding of programs is offset by the manufacturer who are producing these items. So there's an incentive for those manufacturers to, you know, find ways, more creative ways to minimize the amount of the volume of the material that they're creating. And we've seen that with electronics. We've seen that with paint. We've seen with a number of other items.
Keith, you want to add here?
Ask your guests if they've spent any time in a developing country or undeveloped country, third world nation. Because in the last 2 years, I've probably spent maybe 40 days. And the amount of garbage, the amount of trash, the amount of recyclables, and I'm using air quotes, is monumental. Hmm. It's a worldwide problem that gets diverted to locally. So you're saying 50% gets recycled, but we're making more and more each year. So if 50% is 100,000 tons, next year it's going to be more that we just keep burying in the ground.
Yeah.
We cannot recycle our way out of this problem. Things have to change. And it won't change until it becomes a severe health detriment.
Well, I mean, in some ways it is. But Keith, let me just jump in and say, part of the reason we do this show every year, and part of the reason that people are so interested, is because people recognize that they don't want to throw stuff in the recycling that can't be recycled. They've seen the stories about plastic and what's going on in markets like China and other places that have made it harder to recycle, and they want to do it right. But Mike and Tina never show up and just say, recycle your way out. I'm not saying that Keith's saying that, but it's always coupled with how do you simply consume less or waste less or reuse? So, but Keith, the points are well taken. I mean, like, this is not the panacea, but if we all did it better, it would definitely help.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So I appreciate that, Keith. It's 844-295. By the way, I've not seen the Netflix film that he's talking about, but I'm very curious to know. He says it's called Buy Now. I'll look it up. Thank you, Keith. 844-295-TALK, toll free, 844-295-8255, 263-WXXI if you're calling from Rochester, 263-9994. Email the program connections@WXXI.org. If you've got questions about what can and cannot be recycled, what to do with certain materials, and a lot's changed over the years, so that's why we keep having these conversations. Now, if you've got Alexa, is there still an Alexa app?
There most definitely is.
Okay, so you got questions. How do you get answers there, Mike?
Well, that's great. If you own an Alexa device, there's a skill that was developed here locally. It's a simple skill. You ask Alexa, say, hey, Alexa, open Monroe County Recycling. You don't have to download the skill. You don't have to pay for it. It's free of charge, and you can ask away. If you have an Alexa device that has a screen, there's graphics that will accompany the item that you're asking about. I'd even ask for feedback. Was it helpful? So we're constantly monitoring that. Again, our goal is to make it as easy as possible for folks to get questions about recycling, particularly during the holiday time. We know that it will help resolve a lot of domestic or marital or spousal discussions about what can and can't be recycled. And so the Alexa is our answer to that. We think we're the first in the country to develop a recycling app as unique and as comprehensive as the one we have in Monroe County.
So what do you say to it?
Open Monroe County Recycling. I yell at it about 3 times a day.
Open Monroe County Recycling. Mm-hmm. And then you just ask.
You say, how do I get rid of clamshells? How do I get rid of whatever?
It's like you can read my email.
Oh, gosh. I knew it, Evan.
Of course. Arthur. Arthur has 2 questions. One is clamshell containers, and the second is pill boxes.
So, okay, I'll take them both.
And Tina, I know we get these just about every time, but that's why we do this.
Okay, clamshells. I've come up with a good way to explain this. Water bottle in one hand, plastic water bottle. Okay, clamshell in another.
Okay.
Okay, you could crush a water bottle. You can't crush a clamshell because the clamshell has a coating on it. And the coating is what makes that not recyclable, to make it sturdier, to make it stand up, okay? And in Monroe County, we can't take that. Some counties can. We can't because of the way our system is designed and what our partner waste management says they can collect. So we can't do that.
So why are they still using them?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes into packaging. And as Mike said earlier, producer responsibility is one thing. But there's a lot of reasons why things are packaged in what they are packaged. I know Wegmans is looking away from it. We had a meeting with Wegmans last week. They're looking away from it. They're looking to recycle more plastics. So, and to the second question, pill bottles.
Pill bottles.
Okay. Those are so fragile that when you throw them in residential recycling, in a toter or a bin, whatever you have, they get crushed and they end up in pieces. So what we tell folks is, and I just did this, actually the bag is in my car to go to the Eco Park. You keep a bag in your pantry, and when it gets full, you take it to the Eco Park and dump it. And then those pill bottles are taken to an incinerator in Niagara Falls. It's a waste to energy, or a waste from energy plant, excuse me. So when those pill bottles are burned, that creates electricity that goes back to the, or steam that makes electricity that goes back to the grid.
So better than just the garbage.
Exactly.
So don't throw them. Pill bottles, Arthur, do not throw them in your recycling bin.
Right.
Pile them up, or take them one at a time. That doesn't seem efficient, but pile them up. Take them to the Eco Park. Right. Where is the Eco Park, guys?
10 Avion Drive, off Paul Road, behind the airport. Monroe County residents only, please. It's open Wednesday afternoon, 1 to 6:30, Saturday morning, 7:30 to 1, and it's closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day this year.
Okay. And do you need an appointment when you go?
You need an appointment for household hazardous waste. That's it. Everything else is drive in and drop off.
Bob says that place is amazing, the Eco Park.
It really
is. Thank you, Bob.
Amazing.
We appreciate that.
All right. Let me get Willa in Rochester next on the phone. Hello, Willa. Go ahead.
Hi, Evan. I've seen a lot of document information about the laundry detergent plastic containers and how they are not being recycled and filling our landfills. But no one's ever asked the question that I know of about those detergent pods that disintegrate in your washing machine. Mm. Do those create microplastics, or are they made of something that truly does disintegrate?
I don't know about the microplastics, but I did see an article not too long ago about not to use those in your dishwasher because it'll gum up the inside of your dishwasher. Mm. So I don't know the answer to microplastics. I don't know if Mike
doesn't. Have an answer for that either.
Yeah. I can tell you, though, about the laundry jugs.
Yeah.
Those are recyclable. Do not believe those infomercials. I've seen those myself. Those laundry jugs are completely recyclable in Monroe County. Just throw them in the bin.
Put them in the bin as normal.
Yeah.
All right.
With the lids on.
So if the pods are gumming up the dishwasher, it seems like they'd be leaving residue on our clothes and on the inside of the washing machine, too.
It may. I don't have good data on that. I just stumbled on this article about the dishwasher not too long ago. So.
And I think that, Willa, that's probably a question for Dr. Katrina Korfmacher and her team at RIT. U of R partnership. I think it is a partnership. They're doing a lot on microplastics, and that's a really good question because this is a very common item. We'll see if we can get that offline for you, Willa. Does that help?
No. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much, Willa. It's 844-295-TALK. It's toll free. 844-295-8255, 263-WXXI if you're in Rochester, 263-9994, or email the program connections at WXXI.org. Mike Garland and Tina Stevens are here. Mike's the director of the Monroe County Department of Environmental Services. Tina is a waste diversion and education coordinator for the Monroe County Department of Environmental Services. We're talking about what you can and cannot recycle. And boy, we've gone a long way into this program a week from Christmas without asking about wrapping paper. So we might as well just get there. Wrapping paper, generally speaking, Mike Garland.
Well, you know, if it tears like paper, we by all means recycle it. And, you know, we say during the holiday season, there's not just 3 hours to recycling, there's 4 hours. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and re-gift. So that's definitely a skill and an art. But wrapping paper, certainly paper, tissue, but the bows are not recyclables. Anything that's metallic, anything that has glitter on it that is not recyclable, that should go in the trash.
So first of all, on the re-gift thing, have you ever gotten a gift from like one of your kids and you didn't want to tell them, but you later re-gifted it?
I have not. No, never.
But find ways to reuse. And this is I want to kind of key in on this point about tearing paper. So wrapping paper, if you can easily tear it,
and it's not metallic or glittery.
And it's not shiny or glittery.
Yeah.
Then you can recycle it.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. If it's that, you know, again, that thick, glossy, metallic, shiny, sparkly, do not recycle it.
Correct.
That's a no-go.
Okay. And, you know, so it's going to be kind of a mix for people. But related to this question, a listener before the program sent us a question about City Magazine. So City, you can recycle. It's
absolutely.
Sure can, and it's entirety.
And the listener points us to the middle sections there, program listings in City for WXXI, PBS, and more. The paper on the program listings is a little glossier, so it doesn't quite feel like that matte newsprint, but I think I can still tear it.
You're good.
So we can still recycle it.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go.
Okay, so the general rule of thumb may not be perfect, but it's a good idea to just think, can this paper be easily torn? If it can, it probably can be recycled, but look for metallic sheen and sparkles to it if it's wrapping
paper.
That
is correct.
Okay. Oh, my gosh alive. I mean, we're going to have every phone line, Phil, if I don't start taking phone calls here. Let me see here. I think we have, is this Ellie on two? That's Ellie. I'm going to take Ellie. Go ahead, Ellie.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. So I have a question about cardboard. I know there are two kinds. There's the kind that like cereal boxes are made out of, and then there's corrugated cardboard. I know that recently the rules changed and you guys are now accepting cardboard like pizza boxes that are greasy. Does that rule apply only for corrugated cardboard or other types of cardboard as well? Like, for instance, a pastry box that might have gotten a little bit greasy. Can that still be recycled?
Yes, that's fine. And on that pastry box, sometimes it has that see-through window. You don't need to take that out either. Just flatten it and put it in your box. All clean paper, all cardboard. You don't need to remove the labels or stickers or any of that. Just put it in there. It's more important that we recover it.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Ellie, thank you. Good question. Common question. Listeners, just because we have so many lines filled up does not mean we're not going to take you. If you're on the phone, we're going to get to you, all of them. Ann in Hilton next. Hello, Ann.
Hi there. I have a couple of questions in regards to laundry detergent bottles. I have a bunch of them. They're old. Can I put all of them into one bottle and recycle all the rest and take the one bottle to Echo Park?
Yes, you can. We offer residential curbside recycling at the Eco Park. So by all means, you can bring those bottles to the Eco Park. We'd gladly receive those.
Okay, and I have one other question.
Yep.
I have a bunch of old bottles, and there's wine and liquor and beer or whatever. Can I drain those down the kitchen sink and recycle the bottles, or do I just toss everything in the trash?
You can definitely drain those down the sink. If there's a deposit, say, on the beer bottles, you can return those empty, obviously, but all the others drained can go into your recycling stream.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
So let me hit that point again. A lot of questions about wine bottles over the years. Right now in Monroe County, wine bottles can be recycled.
That is correct. Yep, wine and spirits.
Put them in your normal recycling. Are you worried about the future of that market, bottle recycling? How's that going?
Well, the state mandates that we accept glass, so we have to take it.
Okay.
There are
get a little closer there, too.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. There are lots of projects on the horizon that are looking at alternative methods for this. So I think that's going to change in the next few years. It's not going to change overnight, for sure.
The team down at Alfred State University, for example,
exactly.
is doing some really good work in that way. We've talked about that. So, hey, Alfred, give us a call. Give us an update on what you're doing. We'd love that. But for now, yep, wine bottles can go in recycling. That's very helpful to know. Again, this is Monroe County only. If you're listening outside of Monroe County, consult your local recycling authorities. Gloria, Canandaigua. Hey, Gloria, go ahead.
Hi. I have used for years for laundry a product called True, T-R-U, Earth, E-A-R-T-H. They're eco strips, and they work wonderfully. It is eco-friendly. It is hypoallergenic. It's biodegradable, and you don't have a big plastic container to throw out. So it does clean very well. And what else can I tell you about it?
Are you a marketing rep for me?
No, I'm not. But I have gotten my sisters to also buy into this because they were using the big bottles, but no more.
Okay.
And so it's fine for all machines, this says on the back of it, including HE. So
okay,
I like it very, very much.
All right. True Earth products, Gloria. What do you think, Mike and Tina?
Well, we certainly appreciate Gloria's environmental stewardship and looking for alternative products. And, you know, that type of thoughtfulness and care, we greatly appreciate. And that makes recycling in our community that much more successful.
Thank you, Gloria. Let me get Elaine in Rochester next. Hello, Elaine. Go ahead.
Hi. This is pertinent to the Christmas, and I came into the show partway through, so it may have been addressed. But the white plastic padded bubble envelopes that, like Amazon, typically use, I can't figure out where to recycle them. I cannot get a straight answer out of Wegmans if they can take them in their plastic program.
So that's
what
that's a great question. That's exactly what you should do with those, is put those with the rest of your plastic bags and film. And while we're on the subject, let's talk about bubble wrap and air pillows and all of those kinds of things. About the only thing of those that's not recyclable with bags and film at the store or the Eco Park are those envelopes that are manila on the outside and bubble wrap on the inside, because you cannot separate that material. Those we tell people to reuse or put in the trash. But for the rest of it, all, and again, I got a bag of this in my car too to go to the Eco Park. All of those envelopes, all of that plastic bags and film, take it back to the store.
Okay. Elaine, thank you. I hope that helps. That was a flurry of phone calls. Now I've got an email inbox that might burst. So let me get some emails here, and I want to reset why we're here. We're trying to answer any questions you have. Not we. I mean, like, they are. I can't answer these questions. Tina and Mike can. Tina is a waste aversion and education coordinator for the Monroe County Department of Environmental Services. Mike Garland is director of the Monroe County Department of Environmental Services. And a couple times a year, they come in, and they do such a great job of educating the community on what you can and cannot recycle, of how to reduce and reuse, of what the Eco Park is doing, and what needs to go where if we're going to successfully recycle different products. So this is a great time of year to do that. We're obviously consuming and using and wasting more. So here we go here. Now we go down through your emails before we get back to your phone calls. Courtney wants to know, Evan and guests, can you refresh us about what's going on with plastic berry containers and about salad clamshells? I think we covered the salad. Clamshells is generally one category, Tina.
It's all the same.
And
yeah,
the answer
they're all
is
the
you
same.
Usually cannot recycle.
They are not recyclable in Monroe County.
Monroe County.
And we're looking for outlets, working with our partner, WM, for outlets for that material. And we're hoping that not too far in the horizon we'll have an outlet for that material.
Depending on where you're listening, if you're not listening in Monroe County, it's possible that clamshell containers can be
correct.
Recycled where you are, but definitely don't just throw them in there. Check to make sure in advance. Not in Monroe County. Plastic berry containers, very popular, Tina.
I know.
And still what? Still can't be?
No.
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 It's terrible.
They fall under that clamshell umbrella.
They're in the clamshell category.
Yeah.
Well, nobody buys strawberries, so lucky us. I mean, it's what a mess. Oh, I'm waiting for a solution on that. Listeners, I'm with you. Courtney, I'm with you, but you cannot recycle strawberry plastic containers right now. Okay, Jim says, can you define a recyclable plastic tub? Does it include a plastic cube-shaped tub with a lid and paper labeling attached with adhesive? Does it include a plastic rectangular tub without a lid?
Yes, both of those things would be classified as a tub. If it had a paper on it or not, it can be a detached or an attached lid. Tubs generally fall into the category of dairy. Those things mostly like sour cream, butter, cream cheese, those kinds of things are basically a tub category. I know there are other things that come in those, but if it's similar to those containers, it would be classified as a tub.
So I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah. That's a tub.
You don't have to say, I can't believe it's not recyclable. It is recyclable.
I can't believe it's not leftovers.
There you go.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, leftovers in those.
But you can recycle that one. Okay. Judy says, some prepared foods are sold in what looks like paper. It's brown. It can be torn. Are they recyclable? Some Wegmans foods are sold in them. I think she might mean the paper that's kind of wrapping meats and things like that.
Yes.
She says, cannot find any information on this. No symbols, no numbers, no nothing.
Again, first of all, we love Wegmans. We partner with our friend Chris Foote, who's the sustainability manager over there. You have to remember that Wegmans is not just in Rochester. So there are other markets that they are in where these materials may be recyclable. They are not recyclable in Monroe County, okay? The reason for that is we want to head off that food contamination, okay? We don't want anything that's ever had food. And most people, let's be honest, will not take the time to clean these the way they should be cleaned. So in Monroe County, that is a no, but they may be a goal, for example, in Syracuse.
Okay, very good. I hope that helps there, Judy. Again, it's connections@wxxi.org. That's the email address with questions, comments about what can and cannot be recycled. A number of questions on can we recycle Christmas trees. So,
absolutely,
Mike Garland.
We sure can. And whether it's a real or artificial tree, if it's a real tree, there are outlets for that. You can bring it to the Eco Park. And most towns and villages provide a service as well where trees can be brought. And we have information online through MonroeCounty.gov /recycling. And there's information on outlets for municipal.
What's the end destination for these real trees?
Oh, it could be mulch. It could be wood chips. But it goes back to the earth.
Okay.
For the real trees.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I live with someone who never wants to let go of the real tree. And that thing stays till usually around Easter, and it's a fire hazard for
Raging
sure.
Raging fire hazard.
It's absolutely a fire hazard. It's funny to still water it in March to see just water spill on the floor when it has turned brown. And so it's nice to know that there are possible homes.
That's right. And for the artificial trees, those can be brought to the Eco Park. We'll accept them in the the electronics section, and we'll recover the metal. And the plastics will be recovered as well, too.
All right. That's great to know. Really good information there. I'm going to get two questions in one here. Let's see here. So Barb and Ben. Barb says this. How do I safely get rid of old laptops and computers? I'm guessing I can drop it off at the Eco Park. But is the information that is on my device secure? So actually, let's do Barb's first, then we'll do Ben. So old laptops and computers, can they go to the Eco Park? And is the information on those devices vulnerable?
The short answer is yes to both questions.
Or it's secure.
The
information is secure, I should say.
That is correct.
Yes to that one, Barb. It's secure.
Yep. And again, Eco Park is a partnership between Monroe County and WM, and their contractor is Sun King, locally based. And they manage all of the electronics that come into the Eco Park and manage them safely and confidentially.
Okay, so if you've got files or things like that that you don't want harvested, that's not going to happen if it goes
right
to the Eco Park.
That is correct.
So, Barb, you can take them to the Eco Park. Again, if you're just joining us, you've never been there. The Eco Park is located where?
Tanavion Drive, the town of Chiley.
If you live in Canandaigua, don't you dare try to drive it up. Okay, Monroe County residents only. And they will check you. And Mike Garland is very, very tough about that. No, just be kind. It's for Monroe County residents. It's a county service. Don't have to have an appointment for just dropping off computers.
That is correct.
And laptops. Okay.
And there are other outlets in the community, too. And you know, the Eco Park isn't the only game in town. And we have a search engine, a pretty sophisticated search engine on our website where residents can identify other or locate other outlets for materials that might be more convenient in terms of location or day or time of day. And electronics, certainly there's other outlets in our community for those materials.
All right, here's Ben's question. He says, how do we dispose of microwaves? And is there a charge for people who have to use the Eco Park?
That's a great question, Ben. Thank you. Microwaves, those can go right to the Eco Park in our appliance section. There is no charge for those. If they contain a Freon or a refrigerant material, there is a charge. That's $20 per item. Those could be a dehumidifier or an air conditioner. And the only other item that is charged for at the Eco Park are tires, waste tires, automobile tires or tractor tires. And there's different rates for the size of the tire and if it has a rim. But if you're planning to dispose of those items that have a fee, WM will only accept that through a credit card or a debit card, no cash.
Okay, there you go, Ben. Patrick says, Evan, your real tree is kindling. I would suggest getting a fire pit to sit around. Well, guess what, Patrick? The real tree stayed up till around Easter this last year, and then it did go back in the logs, and it was very good kindling. And the great John Grieco is somebody who designed the fire pit that I have in the backyard. And John's a great artist. And that old tree was mostly good kindling before it went and down in the gully. But next time, it's either going to be kindling or it's going to be part of this Monroe County program. So there you go. Patrick wants to know, the big black containers that plants come in, are they recyclable?
No. Ooh. No. I know what he's talking about. I have several in my garage. I keep those around because, you know, you never know when you need a big black pot, right? But no, they are not recyclable. Any kind of plant pot, container,
landscaping container.
None of that. No, very different kinds of plastic. So it makes it hard to separate them out to recycle. They're made of all kinds of plastics, a lot of junk plastics for the most part.
Okay. Unfortunately, yeah, Patrick, that's tough. I know he works in landscaping.
Yeah.
Sees a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, but, sure.
Okay. Steve said, I believe that the earlier speaker intended to refer to prescription pill bottles, not to be confused with plastic vitamin pill bottles. Is there a difference in recyclability there?
Yes. The plastic white ones, and thank you for the clarification, the white ones and some of the clear ones, they're a little bigger than a regular prescription bottle. Those can go in your residential recycling, because those are typically an HDPE, the white ones are. But the pill bottles, prescription pill bottles, and again, thank you for the clarification, those should not be placed in there.
That kind of the transparent, translucent plastic.
Exactly.
Kind of orangey. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
And sometimes there's personal information still on the bottles themselves, or it could be residual medications as well. So not in the recycling stream.
Pamela says, can you help clear up paper recycling? She says, this sounds so silly, but how do you recycle paper properly? I used to put it in a plastic Wegmans bag, tie it up, and then put it in the recycling container. But now we have no plastic bags to recycle with, and if I put paper in a paper bag, then paper flies everywhere. What is the best way to get to do this so that the paper actually gets recycled? From Pamela. What do you think, Mike? Tina?
Well, Pamela, nothing in your recycling bin should be bagged, okay? The only thing that should ever go in a bag, and it should go in a paper bag and staple the top, is shredded paper, because that will become confetti all over the place. Just put your paper on the bottom of your bin and put your containers on top of it. That will hold the material in place. Now, we're also hearing that most of Monroe County will be covered with toters by the end of 2025. So a toter with a lid is ideal because you could just throw it in there and it's not going to blow anywhere. So depending on what system you still have, that's the way it should be handled.
Okay. Related to this, Art, I'll get your question in a second on pizza boxes, but related to this, people get worried that because I have to put stuff outside, if the paper gets wet, it's not even worth doing. Right now, before we get the lids on there, Tina, you'd still recycle paper even if it could get wet?
I would. I would put it in the bottom of the bin. What you have to be wary of is if it's really windy and you have a bin, because everything's going to blow all over, including your bin. Okay? That's really the thing you have to watch out for. And again, nothing in your bin or your tote should ever be bagged with the exception of that shredded paper. Because what happens at the plant, Evan, is they see that bag come in recycling, they pull it out and toss it.
And it doesn't get recycled.
It does not get recycled.
Okay. Art says, I have heard that greasy pizza boxes are okay to compost, but they're not ideal for recycling. However, I heard ink is not okay to compost. Can you clarify? I don't want to wish compost.
Oh, so, I like that.
Yeah, so Art is referring to a phrase we often talk about, which is wish cycle. That's throwing something in the recycling, just hoping it can be recycled. And usually you're wrong and it's not.
We love wish cycling.
Actually,
keeps us employed.
yeah, if nobody wish cycled, it'd be a lot easier.
That's right.
That's right.
And I'd be on the streets. But anyway, I'm not certain about the ink content.
Okay.
I can tell you, as far as recycling goes, that grease no longer matters with pizza boxes. We found that out just about a year ago now. We had a meeting with Wegmans and the folks and WM folks from the plant. The cardboard is so highly desired now that they have changed the systems by which they recycle cardboard so that the grease is not really an issue. With all of this online package, all of this online shopping that we're doing, the cardboard is really, really, really needed. So that's why they've decided to accept the pizza boxes regardless of condition.
They would prefer the pizza boxes to be as clean as possible. That goes without saying.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Right.
No food, no plastic spacer, no paper. Just empty it out. Make sure it's empty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So be kind. Do your best with that. But some grease on there is no longer a deal breaker.
That's correct.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to get back to your emails in a second. Let's talk about lithium batteries here. So I've got a note from Monroe County. You got a handy piece of information about what to do with lithium batteries. I know people are absolutely asking all year round, but especially now, what do you want them to know?
Right, especially now with gift giving and maybe purging old electronics that may contain lithium ion batteries. We've seen them become more and more prevalent in our society, right? Power tools, phones, computers, toys, e-bikes, scooters, right? So we have them in our home, but they can go into what's known as thermal runaway, and they can become a very significant fire hazard in your home. So what we want residents to keep in mind is to properly dispose of lithium ion batteries. You can go to the Eco Park free of charge. We will take those in our partnership with WM and Sun King. Those will be properly disposed of. And again, we ask that the battery be disassembled if they can. If not, bring the device or whatever that unit may be with the battery in it. But the challenge is that the batteries can go into its thermal runaway, and you can tell that if, say, they begin to smoke, if you will, or if they start to expand. If a device starts to expand, that means the battery has a serious issue. At that point, put that battery in a bucket of water and call 911. This can occur if the battery's damaged, if it's overcharged, if it's old, but we've seen stories, or heard stories, throughout the country, particularly in urban areas, where there's a significant significant volume of e-bikes and other types of devices where these batteries are mishandled and causing serious fire hazard.
Okay, good information there. On lithium batteries. By the way, a lot of the information we are talking about, Monroe County shares on their various platforms. We'll have it in our show notes so you can connect and share this information to others who missed the program. Brandon says, I love this program. Thank you for doing the Recycling 101 shows. Where can I recycle my bicycle tires and tubes?
You know what? There is no recycling stream for those because they're not the same rubber as a truck tire, for example. And unfortunately, those have to go in the trash.
Mm.
Unless he can search online and look for another outlet. But that was always our guidance.
So maybe clever reuse of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And thank you, Brandon.
Yeah. Ginny in Greece says, my church has clear plastic cups that they tell me is recyclable. They use a private company that composts them. I remember in a previous program on WXXI that any plastic cups, even if they say recyclable on them, might not be. I think so. Ginny in Greece is wondering, what's the real deal here with the clear plastic cups?
Well, first of all, in Monroe County, if they are using a hauler that uses our recycling center, cups are not recyclable. Plastic, I'm not sure. I don't know any mechanism under which that would be compostable. So I'm wondering if maybe the terms are screwed up here. If there's,
but you know, those little clear plastic cups.
Yeah, but those would not be recyclable in Monroe County.
Now she's saying the church says they've got a private recycler.
I have no idea.
So yeah,
I wouldn't.
Our guests are not going to be able to comment on that. But on the county side of things,
they are not.
That's a no.
Right.
So don't buy them. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not here to tell you what to buy.
Yeah.
But don't buy them.
Right. You can. We can.
Maybe don't. Okay, so Caroline, now some of this is going to be people who are just coming in late. We're going to try to get a lot of the common questions. By the way, can I ask both of you, is there a most commonly attempted to recycle item that you look at it and say, can't do it? Is it those berry containers? Is it something else?
Yeah, it's the clamshells and the pill bottles we get the most questions about.
And K-cups. We get a lot of K-cups.
K-cups.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
And K-cups can't, right?
No.
Yeah, never have
no
been that I know of.
That's right.
Yeah,
they're
also
too small.
Yeah. Yeah. Great innovation world. Mediocre coffee that's ubiquitous that cannot be recycled.
And we certainly can't accept them. There may be some other creative outlets for those materials, but those probably require a fair amount of effort from the consumer.
What a mess. Okay. So Caroline says, I've been able to recycle plant containers at the farmer's market with people who sell plants. Okay.
Good. That's terrific.
Yep, that's
good
great
solution.
Thank you.
Yeah, good solution there. Down the list we go here. Yeah, so kind of similar to that, Linda says, some plastic pots for plants are accepted by the Cornell Cooperative Master Gardener Program.
Yes.
Not the super small ones, but that could be a solution there. Okay.
Yes.
William wants to know, I've been told here in Seneca County, the recycling ends up in the landfill most often due to not having any buyers. I don't know that our guests can weigh in on what Seneca County's doing, unless you want to just kind of address that concern.
Yeah, it's a concern that we hear locally, and I'll explain why. We'll get calls from residents who are concerned that their recycling is being trashed, and they observe, the hauler driver coming up, picking up, and it looks like they're putting it into the back of what would otherwise be a garbage truck. In some cases, there's dual compartment trucks, right? So one side might be garbage, the other side might be recycling. So it might appear that it's going into the garbage side of the truck, but in reality, it's going into the recycling. But we have had situations where we followed through with the resident's complaint that maybe the driver's in a hurry. They want to get through their route, and they take it upon themselves to trash the recycling. There have been some unscrupulous haulers in our community who have done the same. When we get those calls, we investigate each and every one, and we engage the Monroe County Sheriff's Office to investigate if necessary.
Right now, things are going pretty well. No active investigations?
Things have been going very well, but for your listeners, they can dial 753-7600, option 3, if you have any concerns about the material that's being collected at your home.
I just also want to point out to the gentleman from Seneca County that recycling is specific by county, okay? But state law does require counties to recycle. So if he's got an issue, he should take it up with his local authorities.
Okay. Patrick wants to know about an old garden hose. He says there are ones made of rubber that... And there are ones that are more fabric and stretchy, garden hoses.
Yeah, garden hoses are on our dirty dozen of tanglers, right? Ropes, chains, hoses, things like that create significant issues at our recycling center. And if folks are curious what a recycling operation looks like, go to monroecounty.gov/recycling and you'll see an award-winning video produced by Tina about the recycling process from start to finish, as well as the eco parks. We have two great videos online for folks, both in English and Spanish.
Just because it's such a common one, Sagel coming in late. Sagel said, I'm sorry, I heard something about plastic tubs. How about plastic salad green containers?
No.
Again,
those are a clamshell, basically.
Yeah. Not recyclable, Sagel. Unfortunately not. And we're down to our last 2 minutes. Do you want to hit the dirty dozen? What do we not get to, Mike and Tina?
Well, Christmas lights, certainly this time of year, right? You're going through, you set up your tree, and oh, man, these lights are no good. What do I do with them? Don't throw them in the garbage. bring them to the eco park.
But don't throw them in the recycling
and
either.
Definitely don't throw them in the recycling either. Thank you.
Take them to the eco park.
Take them to the eco park. That's great. Yep, we'll recover
or
their copper.
There are lots of local places like all the Goodwill stores will take them for recycling with Sun King. Staples, those kinds of places all accept small electronics.
So Christmas lights, not in the garbage, not in the recycling bin. Better options, including the Eco Park and those other ones.
That's right. And, okay. I would give a shout out to ABVI Goodwill of the Finger Lakes. They are a great partner for us at the Eco Park. And they take a lot of material that we wouldn't otherwise accept, certainly not in the recycling stream, curbside recycling stream, like household goods, and Tina
clothing,
can probably,
books. Okay. Yeah. We have a drop-off at the Eco Park, but it gets overwhelmed, so we're trying to redirect people to the actual Goodwill stores.
I should say, again, plastic menorahs if you're celebrating Hanukkah. And, everybody's got something. And whatever you're celebrating, if you've got old lights.
You know, we always have grand plans of purging at home, right? At the end of the year, we're going to get rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're successful at that, the Eco Park is a great outlet, but we've got a lot of other outlets on our line searchable right from our website.
What else is on that dirty dozen that we didn't get to?
Well, you know, this is a little late in the season, but propane tanks. If you've got empty propane tanks, do not try to recycle them in the curbside recycling stream. Bring those to the Eco Park.
Styrofoam. The plain packing styrofoam, again, there's some of that in my car too, because I bought a piece of furniture, but that can go to the Eco Park. Egg cartons, takeout containers, cups, all go in the trash.
Okay.
Okay, cups go in the trash. What else is on there? Yeah, I'm trying to look at a list across the way here. Bagged recycling, again, we talked about that. Food and liquids are on the dirty dozen. Tarps, covers, throw those away. Medication bottles, sharps and syringes, those get thrown away. Plastic bags, we talked about that. Electronics and ropes and hoses, those we've all mentioned previously.
All in under the buzzer.
Oh, just one quick thing.
5 seconds.
The Eco Park is closed Wednesday, December 25th and Wednesday, January 1st.
And if you want a refrigerator magnet, please email us online.
Get that refrigerator magnet. That's very helpful. We got to almost everybody. Chris said, I recycle food waste with Impact Earth, and I have one tiny bag of garbage a week. If we could all do that, we'd have all much less garbage to worry about.
Nice work.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you for that. Listeners, we tried to get to just about everything, and I am so grateful to Mike Garland and Tina Stevens. Mike's the director of the Monroe County Department of Environmental Services. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Tina Stevens, Waste Diversion and Education Coordinator. You guys are the best. Thank you for being
here. Thank you, Evan. It's always a pleasure.
It really is.
Boy, and listeners, great questions. Hope that makes you a smarter consumer this holiday season, whatever it is that you're celebrating. From the whole team at Connections, thanks for listening. We're back with you tomorrow on member-supported public media.